listening to Chrysalis Color, the podcast. Hello, this is Jorunn from Norway.
And Christine in Canada.
With a podcast about color analysis and how it applies to you in a practical way. We'll talk about how to use your colors to make your days brighter, your wardrobe more enjoyable, and your life easier.
We'll talk about topics that we find interesting, and we encourage you to submit your questions. A podcast listing is available at chrysaliscolor.com under the podcasts tab.
Welcome to episode 10 about the color white. In the show notes, you'll find links to Pinterest boards where we show you examples of the harmonies we aim to make, so you have a sense of what it would look like in a store. A page of ebooks for each season is linked at the end, so you can read and imagine how the colors might look from the world around us. And we also link a paperback about all 12 seasons, because comparison helps us understand color. I am sorry that 12 Blueprints is only able to sell to North American customers. This is due to global taxation regulations. I do wish it were otherwise.
Yes, don't we all? In today's show, we'll talk briefly about the type of white for each season and think about how the color might be worn. As practical women, we agree that much of the time, white for the season families, summer, winter, spring, and autumn, can be a good choice for all three members of each family. We'll mention exceptions as they come up, and the season circle map, which you'll find in the show notes with this and every episode. You'll find it at chrysaliscolor.com and may help visualize season names and relationships. So let's dive into it. But as an introduction, let's talk about some general aspects of white. Christine?
Good plan. As the color that reflects the most wavelengths of light, white is also most affected and in fact most altered by store lighting or even changing daylight. Shop with a piece of pure white fabric to give your eyes a reference. And if you can have a piece of your season's white as well, even better. The neutral sets are collections of 12 neutral colored fabrics, one of these being white, and each of the 12 seasons can wear several versions of white beautifully. So there are variations, but they're a tiny little bit lighter, darker, pinker, greener, close enough that you can see they'd be part of the same group. One single idealized version of white is not necessary for beautiful effects.
I'm really glad you pointed that out, Christine. White does come from yellow as the lightest of the colors in the spectrum. If you apply the main color rules for the season, you could divide summer and winter as icy versus pastel, and spring versus autumn as, well, what's the difference between French vanilla ice cream and the steamed milk on a cappuccino? Generally, the color in spring, white, makes a stronger color impression, and autumn colors may seem a touch dull next to it. Autumn white looks like light beige with less color impression and allows autumn colors to glow with that fire that we love so much.
Keep your thinking broad today, too. Our ideas apply equally to eyeshadow highlight, cheek up lighter, shoes, a belt, anywhere you would use white, including apparel.
Yep. And let's also, as an introduction, talk about hair. Once hair silvers, white may become more important. As we mature, we can really benefit from the way light colors reflect light and blur an uneven jawline. White especially looks clean and adds freshness and lift. It is among our most important neutrals. And I say this with a sense of wonder because in working with this episode, I've started to really rethink white as a neutral option for myself, starting to think about experimenting more with white instead of black.
Yeah, I was really interested when you mentioned that you avoid white as we were discussing this episode. I've seen you in your white, and it was incredibly beautiful. It resonated so much with your hair. You had a dark necklace. Maybe it was silver metallic, but it did add something. Here's a given about hair. Your silver hair is the perfect color for you as it grows in. Don't spend time questioning it. Your silver hair is perfect with the rest of your coloring, whatever the warmth level of your coloring. And we know from our previous episode, number 9, that all your colors have the same warmth. And this applies to your hair also at every stage of your life. So if the white being worn as a blouse is too cool, warm silver hair can seem a bit yellow tinged in a less clean way. If the white blouse is too clear, it will dull or reduce the shine of hair in the softer season. So I agree with Joran. As our hair silvers, white becomes incredibly important and advantageous as a color.
So let's move on to the more juicy stuff. Let's discuss the different versions of white as it applies to each of the 4 season groups. And let's start with summer. What do all summer whites have in common?
Summer white makes me think of doves. You might see a hint of the palest yellow-green, but the overall impression is simply a white that does not feel icy, tight, frozen, or extreme in any way. You don't get a feeling of bleach. You know, think of the difference between bleached and unbleached flour. Unbleached isn't really warmer. It's not buttery or golden. It's softer. There's more visible gray in it.
The summer white may seem grayish when worn by other colorings, but it looks white when a summer wears it. If you sprinkled white clover flowers on snow, they might seem grayed, but among their own kind, the color looks perfect and belonging. But Christine, what's this thing about summers being the best people to wear all white outfits?
I think what it is that they wear monochromatic, meaning all one color or versions of one color, best, and it just extends or includes white. Also, slight differences in the white, or in any color, show up better on summers. Variations of texture also show up very well and look lovely. Little bit of medium or dark color in the overall impression can ground the effect, but hair color or a cool mushroom beige bag might be fine for a summer. Autumn also makes the most of texture variations. They would use medium to darker elements to ground the overall appearance.
Even a white wedding dress worn with white flowers would be so intriguing on a summer who can make the slight variations in color and texture look separate and different, whereas on a winter, the effect might be uniform or bland even. Wedding dresses are a bit special. A larger area, a solid color worn near the face, photographs to be taken, all reasons to choose white in your own season. Whereas a monochromatic outfit is the perfect place to use whites in a more relaxed way, with your season white near the face and whites from neighbor seasons elsewhere in the same outfit.
Anyone could wear all white in their white, but I think the effect could be a little incomplete. A winter just improves with contrast, not necessarily black. Autumn and spring just improve with more color variety, even if it's a shoe, a necklace, a belt. An autumn cashmere white dress, tall leather boots, copper belt, that's so good. A winter wedding dress, she would add deep red roses. Or a winter might wear a white top with a royal blue skirt. She might wear white jeans and a black polo.
But if the complexion is darker, all whites become better and better. Say like a dark winter, where contrast is as important as color, and it might be less attractive on a Caucasian woman. White linen pants and an oversized white blouse worn with no makeup, it looks irritatingly lovely on my friend who has dark skin and black hair.
Being cool, summers I think can do okay in winter white when the texture of the fabric is softening to the color. So you don't want satin, maybe a fluffy mohair, a woven cotton, trying to avoid highlights that are sharply white. Natural fibers just work better to soften winter white. Winter white and polyester too. It might not be shiny, but it becomes extreme, kind of plastic somehow. in part because I find something forceful about synthetic fibers. So check it with your palette. Lay your open season palette right on the fabric. If the palette fades, the same thing's going to happen to the colors of your face. If the fabric seems to dull or gray, the same thing's going to happen when you wear it. When the right season wears their white, the white looks fresh, clean, and white on everyone. If we think about light summer white is like 2% milk. I think in the States they call it half fat. Relative to true summers, skim or 1% milk. All over light color looks great on this person. More interesting, I think, with a little more visual movement just to express that spring energy. Wearing white with other neutrals or darker colors, that's one way to keep the eye moving a little faster. Or, as for any spring-influenced season, add color. So, a white jacket, yellow pants, light gray blouse, any combination of those colors would be great together.
So for soft summer, the color doesn't look white, and it shouldn't. It should be more like the palest blush beige. If it looks too bright or too light, the coloring of the face has no choice but to look duller and darker in the comparison. It's better to choose a darker white and let you be brightened and refreshed. As color analysts practice, look at the face, not the clothes. You can always change out the clothes. If you're used to bright white, you may feel the color doesn't make a statement or that you blend into it. But what's really going on is that everyone can breathe. They finally see you, and your clothing isn't wearing you. Your impression is meant to be softly elegant, not bold. This coloring, soft summer, we can say that it speaks softly but carries a big stick. It makes a strong impression in its own way. It's like the whisper that speaks a thousand words. So let it be that.
I agree. Absolutely. Let it do what it does best. Let's talk about spring. The white here is called ivory, and it's a peachy white, at least for true spring, with enough pigment that you can see color easily next to winter white. You can almost feel the egg yolk yellow in there. It's like mayonnaise. I don't get egg yolk from autumn beige, say quinoa or natural linen.
For true springs, we would say that you should avoid pure white. It looks frozen and it pulls color out of your face, and there's no way to rescue it or you. The brightness might go with some of the brighter colors in your palette, but in the big picture of you walking in the door, the white is a glow spot that insists on the viewer's attention. Better let the viewer settle on your beautiful eyes instead. Glossy, gorgeous nectarine lip color and shiny hair, and be impressed with how lovely everything looks together. To make a statement, rely on so many of the colors in your palette. They're much better than bright white.
Okay. Here we go with a Christine thing. Fair warning. Okay. I'm glad to hear it. I agree with Marshall McLuhan's words. He said, the medium is the message, meaning how information comes to us, how it's packaged, and therefore how we absorb it is part of the communication, maybe as important as the content itself. Let's take an extension of that idea. Like when you read a book, you're not aware of every single word. The story just flows into you. If it were broken into each single word, or your attention were constantly interrupted by typos, paragraphs in different languages, well, the experience becomes exhausting. The meaning is lost. Appearance is the same. You want the experience of the person, their clothes, their character, their story to be seamless. If the visuals are jumping around, it's like they keep saying lines out of character. You're too aware of the appearance elements. Well, since you only got so much attention, there's less left for the person. For me, fake eyelashes are one example. I cannot focus on what the person is saying. Maybe because nobody in my world wears them, but even on TV, I can listen to maybe 3 or 4 consecutive words before my attention jumps back to the eyelashes. It could be me. It could be I'm just easily distracted. I would put a too bright white in here as well. You see this a lot on men, especially men in offices. I'm trying to pay attention, but part of my mind is thinking, well, you look so tired. Where did all your hair go? Oh gosh, now I feel tired too. It's like turning the volume up so high on a song that you can't make out the words or the tune.
Well, pure white, it can be okay for bright spring, but keep it away from the face and don't pick that so white it's blue kind of a white. I know this is odd, but I think of the color of raw cauliflower for bright spring. It's warm-ish in a yellow-green way, and it's easier to remember when you think about it. You can't unremember something like raw cauliflower being your best white. It's like soft autumn, bright spring benefits from keeping a piece of her white fabric in her purse. Nothing else to say, but get a piece of it. It's really hard to picture.
Yeah, it is. It takes a little bit of learning. And it's amazing how much easier shopping becomes when you know exactly what you're looking for. Because it's all out there. It's just a matter of knowing how to recognize it. Light spring has vanilla pudding white, maybe cream compared to true spring's yellow or ivory. These folks know that lightness of color works for them. So they often own a fair bit of white. They wear white pants as comfortably as an autumn wears brown. They might enjoy true white in the summer, and it can be okay with some of the colors in the palette, but keep it as capris and skirts in the lower half. Near the face, the color is too cool, and it causes the skin to look dry and the lines to pull down. Warmth of color is essential for the skin to appear moist, smooth, plump, lifted. And this is as true of light color as any other, even in a light season. We have a light spring who sometimes models for our color analyst training courses. And the choice between light summer white and light spring white, you'd think they'd be really close, and they are. Never an issue for students. The model also, she sees it immediately. So if you do wear white, choose soft texture fabrics that don't intensify colors the way shiny fabric can. Cotton is good because it softens the white and it's floaty and it moves with the person, which really works on a spring compared to something heavier and stiffer like denim. Avoid fabric that's so smooth that it creates sharp white highlights, meaning if you're going lighter than the palette, use matte fabrics. Avoid super white or optic white. There is a little haze to these colors. And again, a Christine thing, I think an extreme white item of clothing, it can look like someone plugged it in relative to the rest of the outfit and the person, although it's even more so on an autumn. My eyes would rather see a light beige than white, if we're being honest. And you know, another thing about light spring, because there is no way of wearing black well, use your white as your black. It is divine in anything from shorts to entire suits. With a spring white, wear as much as you like, however you like.
All right, well put. Let's move on to autumns. For autumns, we can say don't wear pure white. It's really important that you wear your white. White is actually not the way to go. And there are too many substitutions easily available that look much more beautiful when you wear them and serve the same purpose as a white blouse.
I wholeheartedly agree about white and autumn. There's nothing in the person's colors for white to connect with. So it has no reason to be on the body. It's always a part. It doesn't work for the person. It doesn't work with the rest of the palette. Honestly, I wouldn't even buy a print with white in it. Soft autumn is a season that benefits greatly from shopping with their white. The same as Joran said about bright spring, it is particular. There's plenty in stores, but it's a question of knowing what to look for. True autumn is too warm, although it's okay in a group of whites. Soft summer is just too cool. White is easier to eyeball for true autumn, dark autumn. Light beige just works fine. But soft autumn it's unpredictable, and I find it hard to describe. You know, if you lightened the yellow in soft olive up to white, you see what I mean? Words don't get you very far. You can't picture anything.
Well, especially for me, when English isn't your native language, I think you're doing great.
Joran, do you have anything else we could add about autumn whites?
Well, how many ways can you say don't? That's, I don't know. It's just difficult. So having said don't do it, what would be the good substitutes for white on autumns?
Yeah, I think that's the important question. Light beige, fine. Light buff yellow, light oak, even warm cameo is just so fabulous. I love the colors too. When they have a little bit of grain or texture, it just adds another zero to the expensive looking scale. I'm thinking of this very light beige white fabric for a true autumn. The surface is just lightly embossed with a brickwork pattern, and it has the slightest golden sheen. Goodness gracious, I mean, you see it on them, it just leaves you speechless. Dark autumns, now this person has some winter influence in their coloring, but when it comes to white, they are true to their autumn selves. No question. Too white and the face ages. In fact, that's one of the ways we can decide between dark autumn and dark winter in an analysis situation. It's more obvious in some people than others, but that would be true of any color comparison.
Mm. So let's talk about wedding dresses for autumns. For autumns, it's really, really important to stick to your white and perhaps even go for a light ecru beige lace or damask, and then bring in rich, fiery colors in accessories like flowers and accessories and makeup. Autumn needs darkness to define the silhouette in a way that spring doesn't. An all-light outfit might look powdery or maybe even puffy, like they have a front and no sides. That's an effect that's particular to autumns.
I see that too. I completely agree with you. You know, I've often wondered too if it applies to photographs of the people as well. Autumns look better with more shadowing on the sides of the face or body. Otherwise, the face can look flattened out. One of those studies, you know, I'll do that study one day and see if it's true. But I think it is. I think springs do better with two-dimensional light.
I'd like to see that study. I think it's something about the architecture of the autumn face. For the overall impression, darkness is a way to solidify the impression and give them strength and density that they need and that they know exactly how to use. But airy and floaties just have no place to land. You know, I think texture is a way of bringing in the darkness that's really effective on an autumn.
Yeah, I agree with that. It creates these natural hills and valleys when light moves across the surface of the fabric, where the valleys are just a few levels darker than the surface. You don't need the big light dark distance that is necessary for winters.
True. And this brings us to winter. Let's talk about the winter whites. For that, it's just really easy. Buy snow. It may not be blue-white, but anyone would see your white as white. Fabric-dependent, it can look bleached or even starched, like there's a crispness to it, tight or shiny. And I'll say it again, it's fabric-dependent. It doesn't have to be shiny or polyester. There's plenty of white, winter white fleece and linen.
Exactly so. Once your perception is of bleach, you're probably into winter. A reader sent in a great question, which is there such a thing as a winter who is very, very bad in white? Pure white, winter white, they all cause sallow skin that ages by 10 years and is blindingly bright underneath the face.
A winter who is not flattered by white. Such a good question.
It is a good question, yeah. I'd first want to know if a stranger would agree with our reader's reaction to white. Sometimes we become accustomed to an appearance. Very common for folks who wear a lot of black to see it in the mirror and think it's great, but it's not. It's just what they're used to seeing every day. We can't change our identity on a dime without some kind of reason or corroboration. If we could, well, we'd all be choosing perfect colors all the time, wouldn't we? Mm-hmm. Second to bad according to whom is bad compared to what? Overall, in a series of whites from other seasons, the one nearest to true white will be the best choice for all three winters, and every person would agree. It sounds as though the reader has tried a series of whites. And to answer the specific question, I don't recall a winter who's better in other season whites than their own, grouping all three winters together here, and if we agree on what we're calling better. Sometimes, in an analysis, the early color comparisons are less obvious than one might think, and it takes a few rounds for the client to see herself as the analyst does, and for the analyst to learn how the colors in the face will react to adjacent color. Do you agree, Joran, that winters always look best in their white? Have you ever seen one who doesn't?
I agree with you. You know, winters always look best in winter white. It's a given. But there's something here. There's something about preference, just like no liking white in general, which is allowed. But let's not elevate that to a rule. For me, the white has been least favorite neutral that I have near my face, and I'm not sure why. I'm working on it, though. I've always felt like I'm wearing a dentist's coat, and I felt better with light gray than with white. But as I said earlier, I'm really working on it. And as we've been preparing this episode, I'm really reconsidering my relationship with white. Maybe it's like what you just said now, that I've become a victim of my own habits. I've become so used to seeing myself in black that white has become a stranger.
I wonder too, do you think it could have more to do with a large unbroken area, or white hair, white skin, white shirt becomes a big white circle? It's not a problem with white per se, just how it's worn. Would you see that?
Yeah, Christine, I think you're absolutely right. Winters need that ultimate contrast, you know, that looks so good. Even with icy colors, you've got to insert something dark or color. Using white with contrast is far more valuable than an all-white outfit, unless you're quite dark of complexion, like my friend is, my dark winter friend that I talked about earlier. White is great in prints, though, to add crisp. God, this language.
All those consonants pushed up against one another.
When you add white in a print, it adds crispness, and that's really nice for a winter.
What do you think about 50-50 white and dark? The two, that proportion, is it as good as more variation? Do you feel it's not exciting enough? I think, for me, I wonder if it's a little bit predictable somehow. It may be related to the golden mean, which is a type of moderation or proportion that comes from Aristotle, looking for balance between extremes that has been applied to philosophy, to character, to investment. My favorite, the relationship between beauty and truth. So with black and white representing visual extremes, I wonder if the insufficiency of 50-50 relates back to that. What do you think, Joran?
I think for me personally, it feels more harmonious to have another ratio of black and white than 50-50. Like, I would prefer a black dress with a white shirt color and white sleeves peeking out of it, or a white sweater with a narrow black belt and some ebony earrings is more interesting for me than a blouse with a 50-50 black and white print. But that, again, that could be personal preference. I wouldn't elevate it to a general rule for all.
I also wonder whether silver hair changes the importance of big light-dark contrast for winters. You were irritatingly lovely, such a good impression, in that white blouse. And with your silver hair, But was contrast necessary? I would still go with yes. Adding either darkness or color, or perhaps even detail. The frames of your eyeglasses were a big help. Something around the neck just helps to separate the clothing from the head. Otherwise, again, you get white hair, white skin, white clothing. The effect visually is a bit of a big white circle. Your makeup is often really natural, but even with stronger makeup, I think an accent in the outfit improves the effect enough to make it worth taking the time.
Well, I know I started wearing that particular white blouse a lot more after I switched the buttons. I put black buttons in it.
Yeah, I could see it. Like you said before about some folks not liking white as a color, some winters also don't want to wear black. And white has the advantage. It allows less formality than black. Say white with black brown, white with midnight blue. Easier at 9 o'clock in the morning, less formal. And the winter person still looks awesome. Or white alone can be worn to be quite formal, as in Meghan Markle's dress when she drove off with the prince.
Well, yes, for those following the royals, I'm sure. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I will link to it. This brings our white episode to a close. Thank you for sharing this time with us. If you have questions about white or any color, please post them in the comments at chrysaliscolor.com. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time, bye-bye.